And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to reflect on some of the core principles that I have embraced as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, some of you out there have some of these core principles already in your life. You're already doing things to achieve these core principles. But I would tell you there are six core principles that I kind of check on. These are things that I look at and I measure my life against to make sure that I'm on track with what I'm trying to achieve in my lifestyle. Does that make sense? Because at the end of the day, I have achieved real estate retirement. I achieved that several years ago. I've been real estate retired for the last 5 years. I ain't looking back. I'm super proud and super excited to say that I'm real estate retired. So what comes after real estate retirement? What happens to you, or what should you be focused on if you become real estate retired? Well, what you need to focus on is something called the lifestyle. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to measure my lifestyle. I like to see where I am in relation to certain core competencies with regards to the growth of my lifestyle component. So you're probably wondering why I haven't gotten to the point yet. Okay, here's why I haven't gotten to the point yet. Because I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. I want you to think about what these core competencies might be. I want you to embrace your mind, and I want you to think through what you may not think through in your current situation. You heard me correctly. Many of you are trading time for money. And I'm not picking on you. The reason I bring that up is because I did the same. I did the exact same thing for many, many years. I spent 27 years in the United States Army. I left the United States Army after I retired. I found myself in a financial problem. I did. And the financial problem was, even though I earn a pension, that pension was not enough money for me to live off of, and I had to go back into the workforce. So for another 3 years, I traded time for money working in municipal government, and I was miserable working in municipal government. But along the way, I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, and I discovered the fact that I could change the trajectory of my life. So I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and after 2 years of doing the things that I was taught to do, I became real estate retired. That all occurred in 2019, so it's been a minute, and since that time, I have been real estate retired, and I have been working on the lifestyle. So you're probably screaming at the radio, get to the point, Al, get to the point. Tell us exactly what these core competencies are. Okay, here they are. I like to focus on whether my life is peaceful. I like to focus on whether or not I have love in my life. I like to focus on whether or not I have joy in my life. I like to focus on whether or not I have health, good health. And for me, that's very important. I like to focus on my wealth. I like to understand where my net worth is in relation to where it was last year. And I like to focus on happiness. I do. I like to focus on my level of happiness. Now, I measure these different areas specifically because it gives me a sense of where I'm at. It gives me a sense of whether or not I am doing the right things to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish. So at the end of the day, I measure these six core competencies, and I'll tell you, I think you ought to embrace them too. So let me tell you what they are again, and we'll go from there. Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Now, when it comes to the area of peace, I experience serenity and calm. I really do, because now that I don't have to worry about, you know, trading time for money, now that I don't have to worry about the external circumstances of life disturbing me, there is a sense of tranquility in my mind. Conflicts, disagreements, They're all resolved with understanding and patience, and it leads to harmonious relationships. I no longer feel like I have to be in the fight. Now, all you military people out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, feeling like you have to be in the fight. And I think you corporate America people know exactly what I'm talking about, too. And I think you self-employed people know exactly what I'm talking about, too. You always feel like every day is a fight. Every day is a grind. Every day is a threat to what you're trying to accomplish, right? I used to think that also, but I no longer think that. I no longer think that the day-to-day circumstances of my life are a threat to what I'm trying to achieve, because I have achieved what it is I am trying to achieve. I have. I've totally achieved it. I have achieved real estate retirement. And more so, my real estate is perpetual. It keeps moving forward. It keeps doing the things that it needs to do so that it supports my desire to live a peaceful life. The difference between you and I is that you're still stuck trading time for money. I've gotten out of that crisis. And I'm going to call it a crisis because I think that's exactly what it is. It's exactly a crisis. So how did I do it? How did I get out of that crisis? One of the things that I did, I listened to AM radio and I listened to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show. It comes on at different periods of time across the nation. You can pick it up wherever. The best way to pick it up is just to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and listen to the radio shows as they're repurposed into podcasts. And that way you get all of the radio shows. You get all of the information. What I was doing was listening to the radio because in the back of my mind, I was looking for a better way. I had retired from the United States Army. I had failed in retirement because I did not have enough passive income to cover my expenses of life. So I had to go back into the workforce. I still had to continue to trade time for money, kind of like many of you are doing today. And after discovering Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, I went to something called a free workshop. Now, a free workshop is just that. It's a class that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. It's free of charge. There's no cost to you to attend that workshop. And what that workshop is designed to do is to teach you things that you don't know. It's designed to teach you things like, well, where's your mindset at? Or possibly how to invest in real estate assets, how to invest in single family assets, how to invest in multifamily assets, how to understand the five different ways we make money in real estate, six different ways if we're talking about multifamily. And at the end of the day, they taught me things that I didn't really understand. I didn't understand them before going to that free workshop. But once I went to that free workshop, I realized that these were some core competencies that were way different than what society had taught me to do, which had caused me to trade more than 30 years of time for money while I was trying to further my existence, while I was trying to work on my lifestyle, if you will. So at the end of the day, that free workshop changed my life. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I have not looked back. I have not. I've been real estate retired for the last 5 years, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I retired myself at the age of 55. I was supposed to retire myself at the age of 70. That's what the game plan was. But the game plan changed when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So these core competencies, these things that I measure to determine where I am in my life, they are peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And I covered peace in the last segment. So let me talk a little bit about love. Let me talk to you about what real estate retirement has done for me in the area of love. I feel deep connections with other people, and it's characterized by empathy, kindness, compassion, things like that, right? Now, love just isn't confined to romantic relationships. It extends to family, friends, and believe it or not, even strangers. And I'm quick to forgive and slow to anger. And that's something that is a byproduct of being real estate retired, because back when I was working, man, I was always in a frenzy. Do you know what I'm talking about? You're always like on pins and needles because you're concerned about whether or not you might lose your job. That's always a concern in the back of your mind, right? You're concerned whether or not your performance is getting you to where you think it needs to get you to, because you've got a performance review coming up and you would like to get a performance bump in pay, right? So it causes you to sit on pins and needles. You have to sit in commute traffic unless you're fortunate enough to be able to work from home. But at the end of the day, these are all things that just stress you out, right? These are things that just grate on your nerves. And at the end of the day, I have removed those problems from my life. By being real estate retired, I don't have to worry about going to the office. I don't have to worry about dealing with my boss or my boss's boss. I don't have to worry about, you know, the feeling that maybe I didn't do a good enough job for my superiors. I don't have to worry about having to stay late or come in on the weekends. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff because my time is my time again. When Lifestyles Unlimited asked me to do something to better the community, I raise my hand and I say, yes, I will be more than happy to do that. Now, if I'm not the best qualified person to do that, I will raise my hand and say, maybe I'm not the best qualified person to do that. But at the end of the day, I have the available time to help out the Lifestyles Unlimited community. The other thing that I love to do is I love to attend Lifestyles Unlimited events. I love meeting all the different members. And what I find real interesting is that there's always a new face in the crowd. There's always somebody new that I get to meet and I get to learn their story. And I love that very much. And now keep in mind, these are, to me, perfect strangers. I have just met them for the first time. But because of my real estate retirement status, because I have the ability to relax, I have learned to love other people in a way that I haven't been able to do for the majority of my life. And I will tell you, it's a game changer. It really is. It is a total game changer. So if you haven't learned to love other people, maybe you ought to start trying now. And if you can't get past yourself, if you can't get past the anxiety, if you can't get past the fingernails on the chalkboard experience, then maybe you ought to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe you ought to check out a free workshop like I did, because I will tell you, it will change the trajectory of your life. Now let's talk a little bit about joy before we go to the commercial break. There's delight and pleasure even in the smallest things of life. But when I was working and working hard and working massive hours, I didn't quite understand that. I did not embrace that concept that there was delight and pleasure in even the smallest things, because I never had the time. I never had time to focus on the small things. But today, I find reasons to smile and to laugh. And life is filled with moments of celebration and gratitude, and it all has to do with being real estate retired. It all has to do with having my life back. This is what I'm explaining to you right now, is that I have gotten the life back that I gave away the day that I first set foot in preschool. Do you understand that? When I first set foot into preschool, I was set into motion for me the trajectory that somebody else would have influence over my life other than me. Now, my parents always had influence over me, so we could always argue, well, you've always had people that have had influence over your life. You're right. So, I mean, parents disqualified. Okay, so we'll take parents out of the mix, so to speak. At the end of the day, I've always had somebody in charge of my life until I became in charge myself. We come back from the break, the rest of the list. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. So what we're talking about is we're talking about some different elements that I measure my life against. I like to determine whether or not my life is peaceful, that I have love in my life, that I have joy in my life, that my physical health is where it needs to be, as well as my mental health. Let's be clear about that. I am an Army guy, so there's a little bit of that mental stuff that goes on with me. I like to focus on my wealth and whether or not my wealth is doing for me what my wealth is supposed to do for me. And I like to focus on, ultimately, my happiness. So we're talking about these different elements on today's show. And in doing so, I'm sharing with you some insider information about me. I mean, At the end of the day, you need to get to understand why I think the way that I think, if it's going to help you change the way you think. Does that make sense? And I'm not saying that the way you think is incorrect. I'm just saying that we could probably fine tune it a little bit. Does that make sense? I'm here to help. So I talked about joy and why joy is so important to me, because for many years of my life, especially when I was in the Army and we were in combat the last, well, let's see, I served 27 years in the United States Army, and half of those, the latter half, was all in a time of war. It was all in conflict. So I didn't have a lot of joy in my life, because there was a lot of go, go, go. There was a lot of responsibility. There were people that could die if I made the wrong decision. And I had problems, you know, dealing with that, to be honest with you. So at the end of the day, I didn't have a lot of joy in my life because I was so focused on the mission, focused on what I had to do as a member of the United States Army. I just kind of discounted joy. So joy is something that I now have in my life again. It's kind of cool. If you don't have joy, go get you some. Now, you can't go to your local grocery store and pick some up, but you can come to Lifestyles Unlimited. We can teach you how to become a real estate investor, and you can put some joy back into your life. Or if you never had it like me, you could put it into your life, and you could enjoy joy. Yeah, joy is a pretty cool thing. All right, let me talk to you a little bit about the area of health, because of all the different areas that I'm talking about on today's show, health is the one area that I struggle with the most. And part of the reason that I struggle with health is, well, I spent 27 years in the United States Army, and I beat the snot out of my body. Physically, I have literally destroyed this body by doing the work of this nation. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm not whining about it. I'm not sniveling about it. I'm just telling you that's the end result of 27 years of service. And for the last 10 years that I have been retired from the United States Army, I have been focused on trying to rebuild my body. It has been a slow, laborious process, which has required a lot of surgeries. I've had some heart issues. I've had all kinds of different issues, and it seems if you've listened to this radio show for any time at all, you know that, you know, in previous versions of this radio show, I've gone into my health issues, and I'm not going to do that right now, just because I don't want to gross out the majority of the audience. But at the end of the day, I struggle with my health, and with good health, I have the energy and vitality to enjoy life and accomplish my goals, and I can take care of my physical well-being through a balanced diet and regular exercise when I can do regular exercise. Does that make sense? Because right now I'm recovering from two shoulder surgeries, and I still have another month to go before I can even do any strength training. So I'm just kind of going through the motions of life right now, and it's driving me bananas. I'll be honest with you. I would rather just pick up some weights and start working out, but I can't do that because if I do that, I could damage the surgical repairs that were done to my shoulders. And I am focused on getting my body back into a good state of health. So I need to pay attention to my physical health, but I also have to pay attention to my mental and my emotional health. And ironically, all these different areas that I focus on actually positively impact my mental and my emotional health. I mean, when you have joy, I think about it. When you have joy, that can only positively influence your mental and your emotional health, right? I mean, if you think that's incorrect, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. I'd love to hear your argument about that, because I'll be honest with you, I'm living the results of having joy in my life. So I'm on board. I'm totally on board. Let's talk a little bit about happiness, because happiness is something that you have to measure. You have to be happy in your life. And I will tell you that prior to going to college, I think I was the happiest person on the planet. I really do. And then I went to college, and college was kind of tough on me. And then I got into the workforce, and that was kind of tough on me. And I didn't always have happiness, because I always felt that I was trading what my happiness was for somebody else's goals and objectives, because I learned at an early age that the secret to success was to go to school, get good grades, get into a college, get into the workforce, trade time for money, build up a bag of money, and retire off of it. Only that when I found it was time to retire, the bag of money wasn't big enough and I couldn't really retire. And I had a financial Armageddon occur in my household. Yeah. So happiness is very, very important. Happiness is something that has come to the forefront in my life since I've been a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, happiness becomes, well, I shouldn't say it becomes, it became the underlying theme for my life, because I kind of dovetail happiness into fun. If I'm having fun, then that tends to make me happy. So yeah, there's my correlation in life. Fun equals happiness. And if you take a look at how I reflect in my positive outlook, the satisfaction that I derive from the work that I do on this radio show and the quality of my relationships that I've built, especially with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, and the joy I get from personal growth and self-expression, I can't help but be happy. I really just can't help but be happy. And I enjoy being happy. I spent many, many years of my life not very happy. And today, I will tell you, I am happy. And I think that is an amazing result. And I've got to give it up to Del Walmsley and the Lifestyles Unlimited team. At the end of the day, when I became a member and I was looking to solve my real estate problem, and I did have a real estate problem because I owned real estate, but more importantly, I had a retirement problem. And when I was looking to solve that retirement problem, and I realized that it was partially linked to a real estate retirement, I had two problems that I had to solve. And I solved both of those problems with the assistance of Lifestyles Unlimited. I am a proud member. I've been a proud member for 7 years. And I'll tell you, I will continue to be a proud member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because what this organization did for me, as well as what this organization is going to do for you, is amazing. It's amazing. The people that you're going to meet are going to help change your life. The things that you do, the experiences that you encounter, will change your life. It will change your life for the better. I went from where I would say I was a tens of thousands of error. What I'm trying to do is come up with a pun for a millionaire. But at the end of the day, I was only worth tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $100,000 was maybe my net worth when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Since then, I have become a millionaire. I am in the process of transitioning to multimillionaire status. I am in the process of transitioning away from one type of investing modality into a different type of investing modality. All of this is the natural progression of the real estate investor. All of these things are things that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited, and you can learn these things too. So at the end of the day, my wealth has been greatly affected by my membership as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So let's take a step back and let's regroup and let's talk about these elements that I focus on when I'm measuring success in my life. And what I want you to do is I want you to measure your level of success for each of these elements. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's try this exercise. So in the area of peace, do you experience serenity and calm? Do you? It's a yes or no question. For me, it's a yes. For you, I don't know what the answer is, but you know what the answer is. And maybe even if you say yes, maybe there's an opportunity to improve upon that. Does that make sense? Okay. What about the area of love? Do you feel deep connections with others characterized by empathy, kindness, compassion, those types of things? It's either a yes or no. For me, it's a yes. For you, you know the answer. What about the area of joy? Is there delight and pleasure in even the smallest things that you do in life? It's either a yes or no question. How about health? With good health, do you have the energy and vitality to enjoy life and accomplish your goals? For me, it's an almost yes. I have to give that one an almost yes. Yeah, I'm going to give mine a percentage. I'm going to say I'm probably at about an 80, 85% health rate. I'm going in the right direction, but I'll tell you, it's been a long road. For you, I don't know what the answer is, but you know what the answer is. In the area of wealth, do you have sufficient wealth that keeps you free from constant worry about making ends meet? For me, the answer is yes. Even in these inflationary times, I am not worried about putting food on my table. I am not worried about putting clothes on my back. I am not worried about putting a roof over my head. I am not worried about the basic needs of life. And I am not worried about the basic needs of a lifestyle. I have both. But what I am doing is I am improving upon those things. So I'm going to give wealth a yes. I'm going to give it a yes. For you, only you know the answer. Only you know that answer. And finally, in the area of happiness, has it become the underlying theme of your life? For me, yes. That's a definite yes. For you, I don't know. So, you know, like all of those tests that you take where they go, well, if you score from here to here, your life is miserable. If you score from here to here, your life is okay. You know what I'm getting at, right? Okay. I'm not going to give you one of those scales. I am not going to give you one of those scales. I will tell you that when I look at my score on that scale, I'm almost at a perfect score. But I wasn't at a perfect score when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. If I were to go back and redo this test based on the day that I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, my results would be completely different because I wasn't at peace. My love factor was terrible. I didn't have joy in my life. My health was really bad. Wealth, well, I already explained to you what my wealth was doing. And happiness, wasn't very happy. So imagine that by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, by doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited encouraged me to do, and by giving me the support system that I needed, Lifestyles Unlimited went to work helping me change the trajectory of my life. I now have peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness in my life. And I ain't turning back. I'm not going to give any of these things up. And once I get my health fully back on track, I mean, I'm kind of wondering what's going to stop me. Because I don't think there's anything that's going to stop me. I think that I am achieving the lifestyle that I've always wanted. Now, the only things that I want to do to improve my lifestyle is I want to travel a little bit more. I want to go do things outside of the home a little bit more. And as a result of that, I just need more income to solve that problem. So ultimately, all I have is a self-imposed income problem. But I have peace. I have love. I have joy, I have health, I have wealth, and I have happiness, and I give it up to Del Walmsley and the Lifestyles Unlimited crew for helping me to achieve these amazing components of my life. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.